Hi, this is Robert Berry from Retro Crush, and you're listening to the Drink Till We're Funny podcast, my favoriteest podcast in the whole wide world. On today's episode, John uses self-control and only orders this six-piece McNugget meal. Justin reviews the latest Def Leppard CD, and Dina becomes a born-again Christian and hopes all of you join her in her love of Christ. And remember that Jesus is the reason for the season.
Hi, Wire.
Hi, V. Little local humor. Not
Hy-Vee. So local. Shop Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle.
Our friends in Iowa will understand that, right? Isn't Hy-Vee based in Iowa, John?
Yes, they were originally from Sheraton, Iowa, and they have since moved to West Des Moines.
Ooh.
We used to say either where there's a steaming pile in every aisle.
Or a pedophile.
Or a pedophile in every aisle, correct.
Right. How I could you be in so many places at once?
And I used to don work there.
Used to done work there?
Yes.
What did you do down at the Hy-Vees?
Well, I started in produce, but then I became the manager of the salad bar.
Which is still produce, really, mostly, isn't it?
It's a subsidiary of produce.
Now, is it a promotion to be the manager of the salad bar?
You know, oddly enough, it didn't really get me more money. When I lived in Macomb after college, I made $13,000 a year as the salad bar manager. And after a year of doing that, I had to ask. There was no review. I had to ask for a raise, and I got an extra, I think it was a quarter an hour, because it worked out that I was getting $13,500 a year.
Ooh!
Which allowed me to save up enough money to get another job in another city and move.
That $500, I'm sure, made a big difference.
It did.
Gross. Well, I guess at $13,000, you probably don't have much with that.
I was just this far above the poverty line and eligible for government cheese.
At least, again. At least you were living in Macomb, where you
$13,000 gets you a lot in Macomb.
In some ways, it does.
Yeah, I always had fully stocked pantry food items.
Did you get a discount at Hy-Vee?
No.
Not at all?
Not at all. But one bonus for being a full-time employee there is that they're employee-owned, so every quarter, assuming you made a profit, you got an extra little check that would, you know, get you a little bit more money.
What kind of check are we talking?
Like? I think the biggest I ever got was
rice check,
about $395.
Well, that's not so bad.
No, but
quarterly, I mean, that's $1,200 a year.
It was based on your pay, though. So, I mean, if I had been paid more, I would have made more, assuming we made a profit.
The rich get richer.
And the poor get poorer. It's the man keeping us down.
Oppression
by
the
man.
What's that you're wearing? It's oppression.
Now, back when you were the produce manager, mm-hmm. I seem to salad bar manager, but before that you were in produce.
As an employee.
Just as regular.
A clerk.
And I remember, I believe, that there was we were working on a musical based on your experience.
Oh, Produce the Musical?
And I only remember one of the songs.
Unfortunately, most of the songs have been lost because I don't have a very good memory.
Too much pot.
Too much pot back in college. But
Too much pot last week.
I do not smoke the ganja. The vagandra.
How about you give us a little bit of
the one song that I'm most famous for from Produce a Musical is the spinach song. She's taking her love out on me. She's spinach done wrong. And I was waving for you guys to join in, but nobody did.
Oh, I didn't want to steal your spotlight.
Oh, that's okay.
How about potatoes? I know you know some of that.
Well, I don't know much of that, and it's kind of an embarrassment.
I kind of remember the potatoes.
5-pound russet potatoes. 5-pound russet potatoes.
Yes, yeah, so that's where we cut off.
No, it was, I will get some for you. 5-pound russet potatoes.
You should take some home for stew.
Right.
But it kind of died there. And there was at one point a kiwi song and a cucumber song. But those
I wouldn't use it as a cucumber.
Put this until it becomes a pickle.
One day they're going to uncover the musical notes and your
lost episodes.
Right. And they'll go on auction.
They'll be in my deleted scenes when I release my DVD. And I'll have commentary. I'll be like, I just didn't feel like this fit in with the rest of the musical. So I'm starting to sound like Bill Cosby. I just didn't think this fit in with the rest of the musical.
Get yourself a pudding.
Bill Cosby comes to prison.
You'd have to wear an ugly sweater for it to be Bill Cosby.
Got it covered.
Oh, good point.
Oh, that's a I see you're wearing sweater. One now.
I have lots of ugly sweaters. You know, while I lived in Macomb, there was a special lady that I kind of want to pay tribute to tonight.
Is this another story about your mother?
No, it's not about my mom. I don't know if she's dead or not. The last I'd heard was that she had been taken to a mental institution.
Oh, good.
Which is where, funny enough, she came from before we crossed paths.
Crossed the paths.
Crosby, Stills, and Paths. I love their music.
When I lived in Macomb, I lived in this house that had been subdivided into about 8 different apartments, and it included 2 apartments in the basement. And
so your entire apartment used to be the foyer.
Pretty much.
It's Macomb. It's a foyer.
I'm sorry.
It's a coat room. It's a mud room.
The vestibule.
But when I lived there, my apartment was directly over Jeanette's. And Jeanette would... She made her presence first known because she played the Christian radio station very loud from the basement. So that on, 9 o'clock at night on a Sunday night. And by the way, I never had a TV till 98. So I didn't have anything that would pressing me to stay awake at night.
And you're narcoleptic.
And I'm narcoleptic. So I'd be laying in bed and I'd be hearing, "The Lord loves you!" from my basement.
If the Lord loves you.
And I would just be like, would she shut up? Jeanette, she was crazy, and she didn't like to walk anywhere. But Macomb is like a 1 square mile. You can walk everywhere.
Well, and now they have a bus system.
Now they have a bus system.
So you don't even have to walk that 1 mile.
No.
to.
Dina has proven this point because she used to walk to Walmart.
Which was the absolute farthest points from where I live to Walmart. Although we say it's 1 mile square, trust me. It's a little more than a mile.
Yeah.
And I definitely walked it several times to buy things that cost very little but weighed a whole lot, like laundry detergent.
So she didn't like to walk anywhere. So she'd always come to my door, you know.
John, take me to McDonald's.
McDonald's, by the way, was just down the street from me because Macomb has 2 locations. And I was by the... I was by the East End McDonald's. I was a block away. And I would be like, Jeanette, I don't want to take you to McDonald's. She's like, come on, John. Take me to McDonald's. I'll give you $1.
That'll buy you something special up at the Mickey D's.
They got the dollar menu. Of course, back then they didn't have that.
That's true.
From time to time, I would refuse her, and she would... up the ante.
John, I'll buy you a cheeseburger. I'll give you $1 and buy you a cheeseburger. Take me to McDonald's.
It's like Monty Hall.
So eventually I would capitulate and drive her over to the McDonald's and drop her off. And she'd...
And leave her at the McDonald's.
And leave her at the McDonald's.
Wait a minute, so you didn't bring her back? People?
No. She didn't ask.
You didn't say round trip. You said take me to McDonald's. You didn't say anything about bringing you back.
Well, so I put up with this so often. And I think that the farthest I ever took her was out to the Great Wall Chinese restaurant, which is on the opposite end of town.
It wasn't the Great Wall then, was it?
No, you're right.
That was a buffet.
It was the Corral. Okay wall at that point.
Oh, yeah. That wall, so.
But when it was still, I guess, the Golden Corral, she asked me to take her there.
Yeast rolls.
And the yeast rolls.
I got a taste for some Ponderosa.
So anyway, oh, I'm sorry. Did you want to go get some now?
Yeah, I'll be right back.
Okay. So anyway, there was this one time when I was very sick and I had to take some time off from work. And I wouldn't drive her anywhere. That was her big
clue.
That's
why I only got a quarter raise, by the way.
But she came around and she wanted me to take her someplace. And I had bronchitis and I just didn't want to go anywhere. I didn't feel well.
Excuses. Oh, I'm dying of pneumonia.
And so I said, you know what? I'm sick. I'm not going anywhere. Well, it was probably an hour later that I hear the knock on my door.
It's like a radio show, the way you simulate these things. It's great.
We got a sound effect for that.
And she came in and said, John, I know you're sick, so I made you some stew. Here's some stew I made for you. I hope you feel better. And so,
well, that was nice of Jeanette.
It was. So I peeked in. It was a Cool Whip container, the gallon size, the large one. And
I thought my family was the only one that reused
Cool
Whip containers and Country Crock butter tubs.
Once we get done with Jeanette, I'm going to tell you a Cool Whip fiasco I experienced. Continue, John.
So I peeked in there, and I could see what its contents were, and it made me want to throw up. But I put on a pleasant face for her benefit, which in hindsight was a bad mistake. And I was like, oh, that looks good. Thanks a lot. And I shut the door and went into the kitchen. The stew that she had made was carrots and hot dogs that had been sliced up and covered in French dressing.
That is colorful. The grossest thing.
It was really gross. And Justin has seen the quote unquote stew.
No, I've smelled the stew. That was the biggest thing. Oh God,
it was ugly. It was ugly.
It was awful. And so was the stew. I thought you were talking about Jeanette.
No. I ended up throwing the stew away. Thank goodness.
Thank goodness.
So what is your family Tupperware story?
Well, I think first we need to say, where is Jeanette today?
I don't know if she's dead or in an institution.
Where ought she be?
Dead or in an institution.
I was thinking maybe she should be visiting Harpreet.
Burning in hell.
Burn in hell, Jeanette. You and your French fries. Burn in hell.
Burn in hell, Jeanette.
As a child, my grandma used to save all kinds of containers. And she also made homemade things. I think I've told John this story.
Yeah, I just clicked into it.
And she used to buy sherbet in...
Sherbert?
There's only one R in the sherbet. So she'd buy sherbet, and I think it was probably like a quart tub, which is about the same size as a Cool Whip bucket, if you will. And a lot of times she'd reuse and reuse. Well, one time I was in her freezer. I was probably about 8 years old, 7 years old. And I thought, oh, how exciting. And I open up the lid and I see orange, smooth creaminess. Looks delicious. And so, you know, being the fat kid, sneaking the sherbet as I wasn't supposed to have before dinner, I took it and I grabbed a spoon and I got the biggest spoonful I could get. A tablespoon, mind you. And then I stuffed the whole thing in my mouth and then realized this is bacon grease. You know, she'd have to freeze it because it was not good to put it down the pipes. So she'd freeze it and then throw away the solid, which made sense. But, you know, when I was a kid, I was just like, woo, orange sherbet.
I have made a similar mistake at my own grandmother's, you know. But my grandmother reused her bacon grease. She cooked with it.
Well, so did mine until she needed to dump it out.
Yeah.
And then that's when she'd freeze it so that it wouldn't spill or get all over the place.
Am I the only one that thinks it's gross to recycle grease?
Until World War II, it was the most common.
They do that. Just think about deep fryers.
There wasn't margarine and butter was expensive, so they used bacon grease more than anything else.
I'm thinking of frying bacon in a pan and having that congealed, gross.
The white stuff?
Well, yes.
By the time it turns orange, it's been used a lot.
Ugh, that is so disgusting.
I don't think it's gross.
Tastes great.
Well, it didn't taste good. That's for darn sure.
Not fresh out of the freezer.
No. I mean, maybe at room temperature it'd have been much better.
Ugh. I've completely lost my appetite.
Good thing we already ate dinner then, huh?
Dinner wasn't that good either.
For you, you ordered the wrong thing.
Well, we both did because we had the same thing.
Should have had what I had.
The funnel cake was good.
It's always good.
Mm.
So recently we went to a concert, all three of us. We went and saw Depeche Mode. And for those of you who are saying, Depeche Mode still makes music? I say, screw you, bitches. We didn't pay for it.
Special thank you goes out to Andrea.
Thank you. And Josephine.
And Josephine.
Good to see you
for
both.
Securing tickets. You know, one of the benefits.
Procuring. She didn't really do anything to keep them from our taunting.
No, she didn't secure them, but she did procure them.
That's true.
And we had a fabulous time.
Yeah, it was a good time.
I would like to send out a special thank you to Andrea because originally I had declined the ticket. And my boyfriend received the ticket that was intended for me. And then she went to a coworker and sought out yet another ticket so that I could be included. So I really want to thank you.
I'm just excited that they played the stuff that's familiar to me. Mm-hmm. Like, we were all in the box, not really listening. And then, you know, I said, when I hear, don, 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 don. So when Personal Pan Jesus don't. Came out, I was out there.
Your own
personal
pan Jesus. what kind of personal pan pizza would Jesus be?
What's WWPPJDB?
Let's see, what kind of topping? Well, I don't think there would be any pork, as he is a Jew.
True.
Was the Jew. He's dead.
Oh, he's coming back.
He is.
You save that seat. He's going to be right back.
In case of rapture, this car will be unmanned.
My boss is a Jewish accountant.
I thought your boss was a Jewish lesbian.
No, I'm the one who knows all about the Jewish lesbians. I majored in Jewish lesbian studies.
Angry.
Oh, angry Jewish lesbian. That's kind of redundant, though, isn't it? On both counts.
Pretty much.
Angry Jewish woman, angry lesbian.
Reminds me of the woman that works the door at the Closet, which is like the lesbian bar in Boys Town. The woman's been angry for years. Same woman every day. You walk past, the door opens up, and she's barking.
Does she have a day job at the Guitar Center? Moonlighting up at the Closet?
I love moonlighting humor.
Where is Sybil Shepherd these days?
I don't know.
I loved that show.
I don't remember that show.
I didn't like it.
But speaking of shows, I'm very excited. On iTunes today, they added a whole bunch of older shows, including the entire first season of Knight Rider.
Ooh.
I want to see if they have WKRP then.
You should.
Not yet. They don't.
Would you look for that?
Well, they only released like four new series. It was Knight Rider.
I was making God, a
I don't remember. Michael. And
Michael, would you put something
Alfred Hitchcock presents. What's it?
I'm sorry, I was making Kit gay.
Put your hot cock in me,
Michael. Michael, do you see the hot shirtless guy over there?
Michael, I need a lube job, Michael. That's Michael, gay car humor.
I need you to lube my tranny.
Tranny.
Tranny. Oh, speaking of trannies.
Yes.
Sorry. The Trans America movie that's coming out. Have you heard of it?
Mm-mm. No.
What is that woman's name? She's on Desperate Housewives. William H. Macy's wife. Do you remember her name?
Mrs. Macy.
It's not Mrs. Macy.
Mrs. H. Macy Jr. Hoopy Goldberger.
Hoopy Goldberger.
I'd like Hoopy Goldberger, please.
Is that from an actual episode of Hollywood Squares?
No. It was on Mad TV.
No.
Mrs. Swan?
No.
Now, I'm not one to gossip, so you didn't hear it from me.
But.
I don't go around spreading rumors. Well, actually, I won't go around repeating gossip, so you better listen close the first time. I don't know what show you're referring to.
Oh, what? Who?
The one he brought up.
That's also Mad TV.
Okay, should we move on?
Okay, so Felicity Huffman. I just remember her name. Felicity Muffman. Right. She is going to be in a movie called Transamerica, which is an indie film, which is supposed to be quite good about her being a tranny.
Is it subtitled?
No, it's in English. Well, I mean, I think tranny.
Well, if it's
to
from
English.
India.
Yeah, because that's what indie movies mean.
It means indigo, right?
Roy
so
G.
We're
Biv.
Okay.
We're fine. Baby, I'm here to stop your crying.
Speaking of lesbians.
And indigo.
Girlies. Anyway, it looks pretty good. I'm going to start doing a weekly movie outing with a friend of mine from work. This week, I'm going to go see Walk the Line.
I seen that.
I heard it was quite good.
It actually is good. Well, you know, Joaquin is a little hottie patati.
He's supposed to retire. Did you hear that?
No, he's like, what, 30?
Right. He and Kate Hudson have both, according to my Entertainment Weekly I read last night, which, by the way, has the Bareback Mountain Boys on the cover.
Mmm, roar.
That's broke back to you straights, but God love ya. Yeah, so they're both on the cover, and I read that those two are supposed to stop making movies or whatever.
Okay.
Well, they're both living on, they're kind of nepotism products, aren't they?
Yeah, I don't think there'd be a Waukegan without a river. Who, by the way?
His name is not Waukegan.
Did I say Waukegan?
Yes! His name is Joaquin.
I pronounce it Joaquin.
Apparently that was a Freudian slip. And that's funny because we name a part of our body Waukegan, and that's what, well, it's not my body. That is the part of a man's body.
The space between your thigh and your sack is your Waukegan.
Your chode?
No,
it's on the side.
It's on the side, not behind.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Well, that comes because some people call it the armpit of Illinois, and it's actually that space between your thigh and your scrotum.
So that's your Waukegan. And you've got a left Waukegan and a right Waukegan, and just north Waukegan is Poopaville, so.
Zion.
Stay away from Brown Town. That's the south side.
South side!
Oh, dear Jesus.
Looks like you're writing a letter.
He is a dear Jesus, isn't he?
Isn't he just?
We have broken into hilarity.
Oh, don't worry. We'll ruin it soon enough.
We sure will.
Oh, my.
So now that I don't live in an apartment, I have to actually plan when I'm going to take the garbage out, which happens to be on Monday nights for me, which I forget about probably 2 out of every 3 Monday nights.
Don't your cleaning people take out your garbage?
Some of us don't have cleaning people.
How awful.
Well, even if they took it out, they would only take it to the garage. They wouldn't take it to the street.
Oh.
I'm saying you have to take it out.
They don't put it down the trash chute?
I don't live in a residence hall.
Oh.
Or in an 8th floor building like you. Well, no, you're on the 8th floor. How many floors are on your
don't
building?
Tell people what floor I'm on. They'll track eighth me floor. Down. Bitch.
Well, true. So anyway, I was thinking when there's a holiday, then my garbage gets, you know, delayed by a day. And I've always thought, why can't they do it this fast all the time? Like, they managed to make it up during the course of the week. So I just don't get it. It's kind of like mail delivery.
Yeah,
they
you
always manage to get it done, so what's the big damn deal? And if they want to stop spending a lot of useless money at the USPS, stop delivering on Saturday. I don't care. What are you so anxious to receive that you can actually do something with?
But Kohl's I love coupons.
But they're always for the following Wednesday. Because it's always a sale on Wednesday at Kohl's.
She's got a point.
There's
our
always a sale.
Sale of the season.
It's always a sale on everything. If you pay full price for anything at Kohl's,
you're an idiot. I agree completely.
And it's not just that things are on sale. Everything is on sale all the time. And it's like 80% off.
That's not always the case. No. It's always at least
20%. At least 30 or 40,
they start
though.
At 20, then they go to 30 and 40. And towards the end, it goes to 50. and then 75 and 80, and then 90 is the final markdown. And at that point, they use red stickers, so you can't get any more markdowns on them.
But at 70 and 80, they have a yellow clearance tag. Mm-hmm.
You sound like my mother, who has... You'd think that she worked in Kohl's marketing. She knows exactly. We'll go to Kohl's, and we'll be shopping, and she'll go, don't buy that now. In 3 weeks, that's going to go to 40%, and then 2.5 weeks after that, it's going to go... It's the exact same thing. She knows exactly, and she's like, okay, you want to go to that rack, and that's where you're going to find the clearance.
So I'm just holding up for Justin my gold MVC card.
Ooh.
Most people, or many people, rather, have a burgundy, which is
that's what
burgundy,
I have, burgundy.
Kohl's card that identifies them as a Kohl's shopper. Mine identifies me as an MVC, or most valued customer, because I spend at least $600 or more per year there.
And what
Which doesn't sound like a lot, but when you're one person and you think about the fact that you never pay full price for anything, it takes a long time to rack
it
up
does.
That.
It does. That's why you have a year to do it.
So what benefits and features do you get as an MVC?
I get extra coupons that other people don't get.
Like 4 times a year he gets discounts.
Coupons? Mm-hmm.
I get an extra 15% off coupon, or maybe other times to save.
It's one of my favorite places to buy novelty socks. They happen to have a big wall of them.
Dina loves her novelty socks.
I do. I've got over 100
pairs
of
wearing,
socks.
What are you wearing tonight?
Today I am donning.
Let's see what we've got. We've got it's a winter theme with penguins and snowflakes.
Penguins are wearing their little scarves and hats.
And their scarf matches mine.
But it wasn't knitted for them by Heather.
No, it wasn't. And mine was, and I love you, Heather.
And their scarf is not 8 feet long.
You said I love you to Heather?
I mean, I think you're fabulous, Heather.
Why can't she say I love you, Heather? I love you, Dina.
I love you, Justin.
You bitch! You bitch!
John! What is this outburst?
She is hard to love. Let me
demonstrate. I think our listeners would disagree.
Let me demonstrate.
9 out of 10 listeners do not feel.
Let me demonstrate. Dina, I love you.
Mm-hmm.
You see? How many years have I been her friend? And what do I get from
her? How many
her?
Years have you known her? Or how many years
well,
have you been
good
her friend?
Point.
Since 98, at least, we've been friends.
Member since 98.
Mm-hmm. MVC status.
And I don't know that I've ever heard
If you spend at least $600 a year on me, you get...
It's true. You'll get an extra coupon.
One time, my aunt died, and...
Just once, though, because...
For the record... I was going to say what Dina just said, but I had a mouthful of water.
So,
and by water, I mean water.
So my aunt died, and I got a call at 4 a.m, and everybody knows what that means. You know, it's always bad news. Well, unless it's you. I don't know what you get at 4 a.m, but...
I'm just...
Tricks.
Sorry, John. I meant to call a different John.
Mm-hmm.
No!
So anyway... She got up when I got up, and I was crying on the phone, and she went to hug me, and I jumped back because I didn't know what she was going to do. And I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, I'm going to hug you.
Yeah, he was blubbering. I mean, what was he supposed to do?
But because I have not gotten any sort of emotional connection with her.
That's not true.
Physical affection.
That's different. We have
You're right.
an emotional
Excuse
connection.
Me. We do have an emotional connection.
I'm not a touchy-feely person.
Not at all.
No, not at all. And I just don't like to be... That's why when I said in a previous podcast that I've never had a massage, apparently somebody nearly fell off his chair getting upset about that. That would be Evan. Because he's going to finish some classes and be a massage therapist or something. And I was like, can't handle it. Won't do it.
Well, Evan, you can come and massage me anytime
Justin
you want.
Justin does not mind.
Love massages.
In fact, he thinks idle hands are the devil's work.
Only people who are burning in hell with Harpreet have idle hands.
Can't much go wrong.
I love that our own references to prior podcasts make us giggle like little girls.
Pretty soon people are going to figure out that we only have four jokes.
Shh.
It'll be our secret.
You should still listen to future podcasts.
We'll give you an MVC card if you just don't tell anybody.
Well, I wanted to, if we have time, talk about an experience that I had today with one of my coworkers.
Okay, just a second. Dina, do we have time for him to...
It's a John story. What do you think?
Well,
okay. Edit it out if it sucks.
We'll allow it. But this better go somewhere fast.
Okay.
You have the floor. That mic is hot.
So
my face is red. My face is red.
Earlier today, I was doing some testing. That's part of my job. And there's this woman who is from, I think she's from China, named Linda. And she...
That ain't no Chinese name.
Well, she...
Her name would be Rinda.
Does she wear a little hat?
No. No, she's quite hip and funky and fresh, and I like her, but she
funky
came...
and fresh?
Yes, both.
Wow.
And she came over and started showing me what to do with the testing, and she asked if she could borrow something of mine. I don't recall what it was, and I said, sure, you go ahead. I don't have cooties. And she looked at me dumbfounded, like she had never heard of that, and, you know, obviously...
English is not her native tongue.
Well, English is not her native tongue, but...
And she's not eight.
How many other cultures have cooties as a reference? And so I tried to explain to her what cooties were. And first of all, she had trouble. She's like, what do you call them again? How do you pronounce cuties? And she couldn't quite get her lips around...
Some people will say arms, but he's a literalist.
Cooties. But then I had to describe to her that boys and girls on playgrounds say that the other has cooties to keep the genders separate. But it's really a sign of affection.
I think anymore, boys and girls on playgrounds are fucking.
Oh, yeah, and they're still exchanging cooties.
Well, cooties has been exchanged.
And by cooties,
for
I mean
crabs.
Gonorrhea. Yeah.
All three of us came up with a different disorder.
What was yours?
Herpes.
Well, we all speak from experience.
Yeah,
I mean,
but
what
herpes? Come on, it's unfair. He deserves peas too.
They're his peas and herpes. If you're getting them
his
on the
herpes.
Playground.
Snow peas.
So I just thought it was kind of funny that
sugar snack
that
peas.
Other cultures have trouble with cooties.
Well, you know, English is filled with many idioms and idiots, really. So I could see how it would be difficult to adapt to all of the colloquialisms and such. That's my 50-cent word of the day.
Well, I kept, throughout the day then, I would try to use cooties as often as I could in front of her. And eventually she just kind of got tired of it and thought I was crazy. Not.
So that was the John story.
See, you had plenty of time for that.
Oh. Well, I just have a brief little tidbit to throw out. Speaking of apartment living and just interesting things and living in that sort of community, there's a garage in my building. And so every day I pull out of my garage and there is a sign on the porch across the way. I mean, I'm in Chicago. So there's like 2 inches in between.
There's enough for your car and about 4 inches.
So the building next door has the sign posted that, As I pull out of the garage, is right in front of me. And apparently they couldn't find a sign that expressed exactly what they were trying to say. So they took 2 different signs and combined them. So
like
a
ransom sign.
Exactly. So the top of the sign says, keep off. I'm assuming that it came from a keep off of lawn, keep off of grass type of sign. And the bottom part of the sign says, of dog, as in the bottom
beware
half of a
of...
beware of dog. So they put it together to make a single sign that says, keep off of dog.
That's what? A single sign on fence.
Oh,
a little deep linking humor.
So apparently there's been some problems with, you know, the hoodlums in the neighborhood.
Hey, you kids, get
off
of
that dog.
They need to have that in the comb, though, on campus with the dog that gets ridden and painted, etc.
Oh, Rocky.
Rocky, mm-hmm. Our little mascot. He always got painted festivously.
Holiday for the rest of us leave.
No, they would paint him for all sorts of different occasions. Yeah. He got Valentine's Day painted.
He got some
queer awareness.
Queer awareness.
He had some pride.
He had a lot of Greek deep week love. Action.
Mm-hmm. Greek week.
I heard it.
Which looked a lot like the gay week, but...
Not quite as colorful, but definitely as active, if you know what I mean.
Keep off of dog.
A whole new meaning.
A whole new meaning.
So I did, I had one other sign that I saw today, and I don't know if this is going to go anywhere, but I was driving to work, and I'm stopped at the light, and passing the other direction was the big yellow school bus, and on the side of the school bus, it said Latino Express.
Now, was it paid, like, with spray paint?
No, as in it was professionally lettered to
was
say
like a cab
Latino Express. It was a school bus.
Hmm.
So, I don't know. I almost followed it because I do have a certain weakness for the...
Well, they were in a hurry, hence the express.
They were going pretty fast.
That's like, you know, they skip a few stops each morning because that's the express right. Latino route.
Rush hour.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure. Yeah. I saw an anomaly not too long ago, which
gaseous.
Made me giggle. No gaseous. I was in a bar, and I saw, and I live really close to one of the major UPS distribution centers.
Hubs.
Hub, if you will. And I saw a guy in the bar wearing his UPS outfit, which was hot, hot, hot.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, delicious in brown. And then...
like the star.
You with a brown star in your eye.
He sat down next to another guy, and they shook hands and shared a beer. Well, they each had their own.
Burr.
And
they both had straws. It was so cute.
It was. But this other guy was the DHL guy, and I was like, oh, God, the world's going to collapse. I wish I had my camera phone then, because I thought it was pretty darn humorous.
You know, that's sort of like, I don't know if you've been to the post office lately. A lot of them have FedEx boxes sitting out in front of them.
Really?
Like, that's not an accident.
FedEx owns the post office.
We're going to have to correct you on this one.
No, FedEx does not own the post office.
But, you know, they don't provide that service, so.
What? Overnight delivery?
Not internationally or anything. Not the post office. I don't think so, at least.
I don't know if they have international overnight, but they have overnight and they have international. I know they at least have international priority.
Is this going somewhere?
We're discussing the services currently offered by the United States Postal Service.
I would also be very happy to receive as a Christmas gift for anyone who wants to buy me one. the series of Muppet stamps that are available through the post office, and they're not really available at the post office so much. As much as they are through the USPS.gov website because they tend to run out. And John's reaching into his man purse probably to show me that he has addressed Christmas cards or the like with Bunsen and Beaker and Scooter and the
no,
kids.
No, I'm sick of you asking this, and now you've thrown it out into the public, so somebody's going to send it to you before you get them from me. Merry Christmas, you hard-to-love woman.
Mm-hmm.
See what I mean?
Well, what do you know?
I've had those things since Halloween.
That doesn't mean I don't want more.
You know, here, I've got to tell this because the day that I bought those, I went to the post office to pick something up. And while I was there, I was like, Dina would like these for Christmas. So
I love Muppets.
I grabbed them and then I headed over to her place to pick her up. And when she got in the car, we started talking about planning for Christmas and everything. And I said, well, I've already got one of your Christmas presents. She's like, oh, where'd you get it? The post office? And I giggled and I'm like, no, silly, I would never get a Christmas present at the post office. There's your Christmas present.
You're a lying bitch.
I got them that day.
That's fabulous.
I thought that you would pick up on it.
Could you give me a little Sam the Eagle to go with it?
I think that is inappropriate.
I love the Muppets.
Well, that looks like a pretty big bag. So if anybody wants to buy me something for Christmas.
Justin, I just so happen to have a BMW in here.
Oh, and he has one outside. He doesn't need one.
Oh, sorry. I guess I can't give it to you then.
No, you can. Maybe it's bigger.
The 325i, is that what you have?
XI.
Sorry. Is kind of small. I mean, it's roomy, but it is small.
I'm the only one in it 95% of the time.
Comparatively, it's a small car.
It's a small
it's
car.
It's compact.
It's a small, but delicious. Small car.
Like your brown star.
Small, but delicious.
Well, I didn't say it was small. I just said it was compact.
Well, I believe we've got some howdy do's tonight.
I believe we also do. By the way, when we were talking about howdy do's before we started recording, we tried to mention the past tense of howdy do, which officially, for the record, is howdy done.
If you've gotten one, you've been howdy done.
Are you sure it's not howdy did?
Well, it might be howdy done had.
Then
Hughes.
That rhymes with howdy do's.
So we have a belated howdy do, and I feel bad. We've never formally on air done this howdy do, but I would like to personally and professionally and sensually
and other adverbs
thank Gina Berry, who did, out of the goodness of her heart, put together and design the Drink Till We're Funny logo.
Which is hot pussy, by the way.
It's very hot pussy.
That is some hot pussy.
That's the hottest pussy. Well, Dina's got a hot pussy. That's probably a little hotter. But as far as logos go, that's the hottest pussiest logo I've ever seen.
I love it.
That's some bomb-ass logo.
So thank you, Gina. We love you. We miss you.
We even love your butthole.
And that says a lot.
It does. I mean, I say to people, but I don't love everyone's butthole.
That's true.
I have some actual howdy do's in the traditional sense. From last week, I just want to acknowledge that when I said you get bonus points for knowing what the IRC was, /me appreciates it and recognizes that Mike Hipp as well as Michael both responded with a acronym definition. And they weren't talking about none of that MIRC bullshit that they got today. So
old school.
Is very happy.
Well, I wanted to send out a traditional howdy do to Mrs. Sean B. Johnson in the Des Moines area. I would just like to say from the bottom of my heart that I would like to very much touch your boobah.
I would like to say from the heart of my bottom, who couldn't make it tonight.
Accepting the award.
On behalf of the bottom.
Yes, Sean, we did get your voicemail. We love you and we miss you.
Ain't seen you since May, but still love you nonetheless.
That's right.
I also have one for Dan in Australia, with whom I spoke about Australian ways before. And I wanted to let him know that I found that Kath and Kim is on television here in the States.
On the telly?
On the telly, on the Sundance channel, which I don't actually think I have. But I'll have to check because I delete a lot of stuff off the DirecTV bit. Like, I'm going to skip right past all those pay-per-views and the sports channels. So I'll check on that. And if I actually have it, I'll watch it and we can chit-chat about it soon.
Heard it. I have a howdy do that's maybe it's a sneak attack howdy do, a surprise howdy do.
No snake around?
No snake around. But as you know, I am into looking through our logs and checking, you know, refers and doing research and all of that because it's and the numbers, it's just what I do. And so I surreptitiously / bi-curiously came upon a thread on the Rootopia Rufus.com website, which is a fan site for Rufus Wainwright. Where Tom in Chicago, we love you, Tom. Tom posted a message on their like general discussion area asking people to check out our podcast, and people did and wrote little comments about things they thought they were funny.
And they hate the accent.
Only one person hated the accent. Other people said they liked it. So,
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's not proper.
I'm not the one with an accent. You are. If you don't like our accent, guess what? You can burn in hell burn with Harpreet.
She has her own accent.
But I was especially happy with this because all of us got a little... We recognize our own work on there. So, like, there were mentioning of something that each of us had said, which I think, well, it makes me feel special. I don't know about anybody else.
It does, because at the end of the day, it's really a contest.
I mean, my cockles.
Are you a cockled wife?
I don't get that.
Oh.
That means you cheat.
Well, what do you know, John?
The English degree finally pays off.
Just for the record, the person burning in hell from Rutopia.net is wood. Wood burn in hell.
Well, wood burns just about anywhere.
So thanks for our new... Wow, we got
That's
a snort.
Funny. I got a little snorty McSnortson.
Snorty snort.
I wanted to send out a howdy-do to Ashley. First of all, I need to say, Ashley, what the hell are you doing up at 3 a.m. sending out hellos to us?
Kitty.
Wishing...
Has no mouth.
And, you know, you say that you wish we did a podcast every day.
Oh, no, you don't.
No, you don't. We go for quality.
Not quantity. And we might be failing on the quality.
I was
going to
say, and you can tell by how we missed the mark on the quality, that if we multiplied that by 5 or 7, nobody...
Yeah, I still stand very true to the idea that people who record every day... Well, first of all, bless you for having the time, but with an ensemble cast, that's virtually impossible. Well, I guess it's virtually an option in the literal sense, but we really wouldn't have anything of value or entertainment to share with you, and therefore it's best that we keep this, I don't know, somewhat sporadic, but yet on a regular schedule, please check every, well, Sunday night to Monday morning.
Monday morning, no later than noon.
Sometimes Saturday, sometimes Monday, but definitely in the Sunday, Monday time frame.
What day?
Sunday, Monday. Sunday, Monday.
Monday, Tuesday for podcasts, Wednesday, Thursday.
You're like Bill Haley without his comet.
And by comments, she means balls.
No, I mean comments.
Did I say comments?
Yes.
All right, go ahead.
Got a little bit of a speech problem. You've been drinking tonight, sugar?
Yes. I drink at work. Go on. Sorry.
I'm all out of howdy-do's.
I'm fresh out of howdy-do's.
Oh, well, then we got one more to Joseph in Baton Rouge.
I call it Moulin Rouge.
Still not funny. No. Yeah.
Not even a little?
No, not even a little.
What is funny is that when I wrote down Joseph's howdy-do, I wrote it down as Baton Rouge.
You leave your bedroom life in the bedroom.
Some like it Baton Rouge. Some don't.
Are you one of them pitchers or one of them catchers?
These are my summer teeth.
Summer teeth.
Some are not.
That one never does get old.
No, that's still a good one.
I think that wraps
up. We've got some housekeeping here to do. The first thing is that we would like to ask, if you've got a few moments, go to our website and please vote for us on Podcast Alley. I am the numbers guy. Normally these things, though, I wouldn't beg for you to vote, except that on Podcast Alley, the number of votes determines how you show up in the search items. So the more votes we have, the higher we go. So we like to expose ourselves to new people.
I love exposing myself to new people. Vote early, vote often.
If you go to our website, there's a little box. You can vote for us on Podcast Alley. And I would also say, just for all the other podcasters out there, you can vote for multiple podcasts.
Well, we're from Chicago. You can also vote for the same person over and over again. Corruption.
Oh, right.
We got blank stares. Blank stares.
Our mayor is not corrupt.
No.
The Daily Family is nothing.
Our mayor isn't, How's but our weekly? Stud is. That's a little horse farm humor.
So please go to Podcast Alley or go to our website and vote through Podcast Alley and leave a comment too.
Definitely. In fact, when you think about leaving your comment, here's a little reminder from last week. Please, please, please let us know the answer to the question. And the question is, if your partner, same sex, opposite sex, we don't really care, if they're crotch, if you will, could have the scent of any food item, what would that food item be? We've received some responses, which are quite enlightening, but I would like to receive a few more, and then we can cover it in a future podcast.
Okay, and the last thing is we would like to invite people to call our comment line, which is 773-828-4397, and record an introduction to our show, much like the one you heard at the beginning of this show. And we'd like to use those in the future. So if you're...
Yeah, introduce yourself and say, you know, how much you love us. Then that you want to eat my hoo-ha or my booba or something like that. And then we'll, you know, make it known to all the people who are listening.
Just make sure we can get in touch with you if we need to.
And by in touch, we mean in touch.
Or email.
Roar.
You can send us an email at rubberspatula@dtwfpodcast.com.
Or give us a call at 773-828-4397.
Well, thanks for listening in, and join us again next week.
And we'll talk to you then.
Bye, bitches.
Bye, boo.
Bye, graphical.
Bye, Mary.